You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Circles from In Circles, a 2011 release from She's So Rad. And joining us live in studio right now is She's So Rad's Angie Sami. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, everybody. Aotearoa Māori.
How are you?
I'm kind of seedy today. I really enjoyed my night out by myself last night at Stereo Lab.
Oh, how was it?
It was amazing. It was a great show, beautiful venue. Knew lots of people. I haven't been out by myself for 9 months because I had a baby.
Because motherhood.
Yeah, because, you know, and so that was really great.
So did you go with a good bunch of pals or just run into people?
I went with my sister and her boyfriend, and it was really great. They plied me with fizzy wine and I had a great time.
Come on, night out.
I know, Mondays.
To Stereo Lab, though, that's like a lot of good things combining for a good night out.
It was great. No regrets.
So hopefully the seediness will have lifted by the time you get to the weekend, because you're going to be quite busy.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
So Milk and Honey Festival is back. It's back. It began last year, and I was also lucky enough to play last year with the Samis.
Which venue were you in? Because Milk and Honey was multi-venue last year. It was massive.
And we were at Wine Cellar, actually. Nice and intimate. It was awesome. So we're at Silo Park this Sunday.
And it's free, right?
It's free. It's in the daytime, so I can go.
And it's not just you playing. You're on a massive lineup. We've got people like Jess B, Imugi, Disciple Party, who's also playing Drive Island this Friday.
Yeah.
Somebody representing Girls Rock Camp Aotearoa. Some great DJs, MC Tali and DJ Chikorelli.
Yeah,
it's all massive. For free, all at Silo Park.
Yes, I'm very excited about not only performing, but actually getting to watch other bands as well, because, yeah, it's a rarity.
And hopefully we had our weather guy on the phone just before, and the weather's apparently going to be real good.
Yeah, I mean, a tiny bit of rain would be all right?
It's going to happen apparently before the weekend, so it's going to clear up. Or sometimes I think he just tells me what I want to hear. It's also International Women's Day, which I know a lot of people here, especially at BFM, feel a mixture of ways about. Like, yes, it's fabulous to celebrate women, but also let's just normalise it. Let's just have all-female festivals all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great, but when will that happen?
Yes,
like, we'll be waiting until, like, my kids are in bands for that to happen, probably.
So this is why we need things like Milk and Honey. And Penny, on her 1-4, interviewed Teresa Patterson, one of the organisers of Milk and Honey, yesterday.
Yeah, legend.
So if you missed that, you can go and check that out on the podcasts. Who are you excited to check out, side of stage or in up front?
I mean, all of them.
That's diplomatic of you.
No, actually, all of them. I mean, I haven't seen Chess play for a while, so that'll be always exciting.
She's been super busy as well.
Yeah. She's been playing some absolutely...
But she plays at nighttime, guys, so...
That's true. That's true.
How often, yeah.
I saw some a few glimpses of her set from Splore, and it looked like she's really outdoing herself.
Yeah.
She's nailing it.
Yeah. Again, like festivals and like 3-year-olds and babies.
I think you can take kids to that one.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
You can. I just decided no.
No, even the beach is like hard. Yeah. We just stick to like walks, you know,
things
tree
with
tunnel.
Like momentum.
The tree tunnel.
Is actually.
Where's the tree tunnel?
The tree tunnel's in Cornwall Park.
Oh, cool.
It's near Twin Oaks Drive, which is the giant tree tunnel, and then there's the wee one. Yeah, that's where we go bike riding. Yeah,
nice.
It's sick. If you've got like a balance bike, you're welcome to come.
I don't. Maybe I could borrow one.
Yeah, no, I am super excited to watch all of these females, especially the kids from Girls Rock Camp.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what they do, because I'm always interested. And like, I live my life kind of online at the moment, you know, like just, you know, scrolling away. So it'd be cool to see some of these people in the flesh.
So which iteration of She's So Rad are you bringing? So it's the...
So it's not the two-piece, it's the full band.
Yeah. So you've got you and Jeremy.
We've got, Jeremy and I, and then we have our drummer, Johnny Longlegs.
Johnny Longlegs!
Yep, who's still got long legs, but not long hair. He's actually cut that off.
Yes.
So he's looking very handsome. Philip... Hadfield is our bass player, but he's actually away on his honeymoon.
He is indeed. He's also a BFM DJ here. He's Dr. Snickers for those out
yes.
there.
Yes, he does a late night one, doesn't he? So we've got our brother-in-law, Jason, playing with us. So that's awesome. Going to be real cool.
So the full four-piece experience. Now, the last single we had from you guys was 2018, is that right? That was you and I?
Yeah, I don't know what about times and stuff.
Yeah.
It's all busy. A blur since 2017.
Fair enough. Busy yep. with Tiny Humans, but also other projects because you have lots of musical projects, both of you.
Yeah. So Jerry's just released his Lynyrd Simpson duo.
We've been thrashing that. It's pretty awesome.
It's an awesome record. So he's been busy with that in his, you know, like spare time when he's not parenting because he's also a hands-on parent, which is awesome. We've got half of a record, sort of, almost, yeah. So we're just kind of like chipping away when we get, you know, any spare moment.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And are you still performing at all with your sisters in the Sami Sisters?
Yeah, we perform most weekends at home. No, we're also part way through a record, but
amazing.
It's just like with families and your priorities kind of changing, you sort of like, yeah, well, you know, we'll get on to that. And next I'm sure weekend, like when our kids start kindy and stuff. When does that happen? Oh my God, help me. When is that happening? Soon, eh? Yeah.
Soon. So you've organised childcare, obviously, for this weekend.
No, they're coming.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Amazing. I can't wait. We're going to have a
dance
in front.
They're attached. We're real hands-on, and I mean, like, they never leave us.
That's amazing. So I'm looking forward to this weekend even more. If you've just tuned in, we're talking about the Silo Sessions as curated by Milk and Honey Festival, featuring Jess B, MC Tali, DJ Ciccarelli, Imugi, Disciple Party, Girls Rock Camp, Aotearoa representatives, Eva Choi, Phoebe Faulkner, the Gingham Twins, and of course, She's So Rad. We are talking about Angie Sami of She's So Rad right now. And we're going to play your most recent single, It Makes Me Hungry For More. So if I can, like, throw tomatoes at your house and get you guys making extra quick.
Just take the kids down a tree tunnel.
Okay, sweet ass.
Yeah.
Sweet ass. This is You and I. You're listening to BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.